Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
He kōna e purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Piki mai kake mai, I'm Alison Balance and welcome to this Our Changing World podcast from RNZ. 17-year-old Christchurch school student Thomas James has won the Prime Minister's 2019 Future Scientist Prize. Thomas is a Year 13 student at Burnside High School, and he has designed Wheelie Drive, which I've also heard called Bin Bot, which is a robot to take your wheelie bin out to the curb.
Congratulations, Thomas. When you started this project, did you have any idea it was going to end up with a Prime Minister's Science Prize?
No, not really. I started off the project kind of just trying to help out and try solve a problem in the community and had no idea that it could come this far.
Did you have anyone particular in mind or did you just notice people struggling with those big wheelie bins?
It kind of started off as a project to help my elderly neighbour who was struggling to take her bins out to the curbside to the point that her doctor told her that she shouldn't be taking them out because there's too much of a risk of her falling. And my grandparents, who don't use their wheelie bins at their house because it's too much of an inconvenience to take it down their long driveway because they live on a farm, and they also own a batch, and they don't use their wheelie bin at the batch because there's no one there to bring it back in once they leave. So it's kind of all these kind of things kind of floating around in my mind, and then you start doing a bit of research and talking to some people out there. I talk to people at Age Concern, and they're so this is a real problem that they face. So that's kind of where the idea kind of came from, yeah.
So you better tell us exactly what is this thing that you've designed and what does it do? You've given us some hints there, so tell it, describe what it does.
I've created a robot that autonomously takes your wheelie bins out to the curbside for you.
And you don't need to be involved, it'll just do it on its own?
Yeah, so the idea is that no matter your situation, it will just take it out for you, so you can set it up on a timer if that's going to be what's most convenient for you. You can set it up to, so you can set it off from your smartphone if you forget to take your bins out or whatever's going to suit your situation.
So this is something you obviously wanted to work with existing bin collection methods.
Absolutely. There's no point in creating a robot that people can't use.
So when you started looking into this, is there anything else like this out there?
What I first found when I started on the project wasn't much. There's existing services that councils provide, so you can apply for assistance in taking your bin out. And there's a put-back program that I found in the Coromandel where you can pay for your bin to be taken back up to your house. But it's cost for the council, and it's not widely accessible. So there's kind of looking into the technology route. There wasn't much available when I started, but later on there was a guy in the US, US, I can't quite remember actually. He's created a system which does a similar thing to what my one does, except he's had to make his own bin, pretty much. So existing systems require modification to the bin, which is quite a large expense and something that, talking to waste management, they wanted to avoid.
So would you have described yourself as a technology geek before you started this project?
Well, I have been doing projects like this for a while now, and it is a bit of a passion of mine. I don't actually take any digital technology subjects at school. However, I do this in a bit of my spare time, so potentially.
So you already had a bit of the know-how in your sort of self-taught technology. So then how did you go about actually pulling this thing together?
Yeah, so lots of it is learning as you're going, using the internet and searching up things to find help, but also going and asking for help when you need it. So going and seeing teachers at school saying, hey, I've got this problem, what do you recommend I do? Or where can I go to get help? Or what website should I use to teach me how to do this? And it's just that asking people where to help and then doing the research and putting the time in yourself to learn what you need to learn to be able to do it.
And you ended up with something that works. Where does it work? Does it work at your house?
Yeah, so the idea is that the route is programmed in based on the user's driveway. And once it's set up, the first time it gets saved onto a SD card and that gets put into the robot, and the robot can follow that route wherever. So the route can be quickly programmed for whatever driveway it needs to operate on.
And is this an all-terrain vehicle? Because I'm thinking if your grandparents live on a farm, they likely will have a long gravel driveway, for example. So would it work on gravel?
Yeah, so they do have a long gravel driveway, which is one of the inconveniences with using your wheelie bins. And it's also got potholes and stuff. So one of the things to work on going forward is to have it a little bit more all-terrain. Currently, especially the dolly wheels on it, aren't quite the best for larger stones and potholes.
So you've designed something that's a good first iteration, but you've got a bit more refining to do, obviously.
Absolutely. There's a few things that would need to be improved before it would be able to work on gravel, but the main structural design was based off the potential for it to be able to work on rougher all-terrain situations.
Did you have any failures along the way?
Yeah, so there's lots of times where you're going along and then you kind of hit a dead end and you're kind of like, this isn't working. I have to rethink. So especially with the navigation, trying to find a way of reliably navigating the robot and the wheelie bin to get to the curbside and with enough accuracy that the bin ends up on the curb, because you've got a little bit of leeway but not too much leeway in terms of where the bin needs to end up, because it can't be like 2 metres back from the road and it can't be in the middle of the road, so it kind of has to work. So there's lots of ideas that I had to throw around, and I'd start moving along and then you kind of hit a dead end like, oh, this isn't working.
But overall you enjoyed the process?
Yeah, it was a great process, blowing up some important components and trying to get them working together again at the last minute and stuff, but lots of fun.
And where are you going to take the wheelie bin thing? Are you going to keep working away at it, or are you going to give it to someone else to develop? What's the story with that?
I don't know. It's a bit of a in the air at the moment. It's one of those things that I'd love to keep developing it, but I've been working on it for a couple of years now, and I think I might take a little bit of time away from it, a bit of a think about it, and just keep it in the back of my mind, thinking through ways I can improve it. I've already kind of got a little bit of a list going on my phone, and just come back to it and say, hey, this is the technology's evolved a bit further now, and some of the technologies that I'm looking at that are still the kind of big companies have kind of got locked down a bit, because it's not quite like cutting edge, but cutting edge and I don't have access to that sort of stuff. So maybe a year down the track, I might be able to say, hey, this is now more accessible. I can push what this can do.
Thanks, Thomas. Thomas James has won the Prime Minister's Future Scientist Prize. I'm Alison Balance in this Our Changing World podcast from RNZ First Ed on this 2nd of July 2020. You can listen again and find photos at our webpage, rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld. We have a free weekly email newsletter. It's very easy to subscribe to, and you can find the link at the bottom of the webpage. That website again, rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld. RNZ, Our Changing World, is also on your favourite podcast app. If you'd like to get in touch or follow along, we're on Facebook and Twitter as RNZ Science. In the meantime, many thanks for your company. Stay safe and catch you next time. Kia pai tō rā.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.